An option of when you're learning Svarim Kedoshim or Chassidish Svarim, it gives you the kayak to learn the full drosha, and then they have like sikhs or smaller sections of famous sayings they said, or letters, or moments of like cute voice that was said, but it wasn't organized to be. It wasn't organized in the sense of becoming a sefer. It was set over in a more like. Like, you know, so we had a breakfast together with Rav Shlomo. I'll say something in the breakfast, but it wasn't a formal speech, you know, like when he does a shiur publicly or in the daily classes. Mm-hmm. It was an extra thing where he said over something, and we want to save it so someone wrote it down or recorded it, and then it became these sections of the back of the Svarim. And that, you see it again and again, like I have, for example, Leib Eger Svarim. So he has the main Torahs. Then they have all the smaller like examples, which I think that would be that part of the Sefer. And then he also has all the drushes that were remembered, because remember they couldn't write it down, on sure. Shabbos or Yom Tov.
And so, can I ask briefly, like...
And this is Rabbi Nochum of Chernobyl, we're learning now. Mm-hmm. Moronim was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, Mamish. Yeah?
Is it direct Talmud of the Baal Shem
Tov? Yeah, and he was close to the Maggid. I believe it was around that time, the Chernobyl, he was called the Chernobyl Maggid, then there was the Maggid of Meserich, and he had a son, I believe it was Mordechai Chernobyl, and Mordechai Chernobyl had 10 sons who became many dynasties of Hasidus, Skver, Tolner, my Rebbe's Hasidus, he's a descendant from David Tolner, who was a son from Mordechai Chernobyl, he's all the way back, he has a Sefer Torah, his Tehillim. I have a direct Masorah from the Moronim, from my Rebbe, in terms of learning. And it's in terms of Hasidus, it's a very strong Masorah, because it goes all the way back to the original Baal Shem Tov's Hasidim.
I guess the question I'm trying to ask is, like, what's the, like, basically on one foot, but, like, the premises or the, like, perspectives that like are more in balance here, like the way Ursula was comparing like Chabad is very like future focus versus Ishmael.
So the way Tzaddikim explained the Drachim of Chassidus is it's connected the Odom Kodmon, like the way the man is formed in the Odom Elyon. And I know these things, I'm just saying over what Tzaddikim has said. So the idea of Chochma Bina Das is connected to Chabad, And Sfiras Elyonim is Chochma Bina Das. That's the Derech of Chassidus, where they're focused in on Esponinus. And then there's the Derech of Breslov and others. There's a few other maybe Drochim that have a similar kind of Kvun. Maybe Izvish says a little bit like that. The idea of Nehim Chassidikim, Netzach Hod Yisod Malchus. Yeah? Mm-hmm. They're busy with the not so much the Malchus, more Netzach Hod Yisod. Yeah? Nahi. And then you have, that's the more lower part of that. So you have the mind and the lower part, and then you have the middle, the body, the goof of Chassidus, is Chagat, Chesed Gevura Tiferes. And that would be majority of mainstream Chassidus. Bells and, you know, just go list off all the Chassidus. Yeah? So this is the majority fit in that realm. And the way it comes out in terms of the Derech of learning and Svarim, without, you know, spending too long on this, because we actually want to learn, and I'm a bit late and I apologize, but the idea we have, the concept of that the mainstream Chassidus is focusing on vorts that the Rebbe said over at a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. It wasn't necessarily meant to be put in a Sefer, and if it was meant to be put in a Sefer, the Rebbe didn't sit and medayak every single thing. So it's not like perfectly written according to the way the Rebbe would have wanted it. That's one chesaron of the Svarim in that way. Whereas, say, for example, the Tanya, everything was months and months of meditation on every single part of it. Mm-hmm. So when you're learning it, it's like, it's, they call it like the Torah Shabbat Ksav of Chassidus. Like, it's a tremendous awe towards the Sefer Tanya. If you're a Chassid of Chabad, you start to realize it's like it's the core. It's you're getting the Moach from the Rebbe, like in like Mamash, like because he put all his head and mind into the Svarim. So the Chassidim didn't have to keep coming to him for Eitzes in Avodas Hashem. They could just open up the Tanya and the Rebbe is talking to them in a way. And he wrote it with that in mind. As with the Maimarim, I think it's slightly different. But then we come to other chassidus are like Moranayim. So once again, he was saying over Torah on Shabbos or Yom Tov or during the week, and it was put down in a sefer. But what is it like? He sat there and like went through it, and like you know made it in such a way that it would be a derech for the chassidim forever with specific hadracha. It wasn't like Chabad is it's hadracha. It's like giving you the breakdown of the system of chassidus. This is more like Torah's explanations on the parsha. The feel what the Rebbe said, but to single out Nakudas, you'd have to be learning a lot of the Svarim again and again to get out, or from have a Masorah from a Rebbe like my Rebbe has, that you have where you have it all the way back when you know what the Rebbe's main Nakudas were.
Mm-hmm.
Like a famous Nakuda, the Moranayim, the difference to the Chabad, maybe we'll come to it, we'll see, but just so there's a famous example where they differ, is with Machshavas Ras. The Chabad Tzaddikim held a shita called Sikh Das. You should Masikh Das from them, yeah? Meaning you should not pay attention to them. That's the best Eitzah from the Balatanya. I was just learning it the other day. Like you shouldn't, if something comes into your head, you shouldn't focus on it. You should get busy with Asay Tov, something positive. It's the best way to deal with a Machshavas Ras. Whereas Moranayim says you can go into the Shorish of the Dava, of the Machshava Ra, and you can find how it has an akuda of Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, like you elevate it.
Mm.
It's a whole different shita.
Yeah.
And generally, I think people agree more with the Chabad shita, like the Maisa nowadays, because in that akuda, because it takes a certain high level to elevate thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's probably safer just to ignore them and start trying to be ma'en into them and elevate them. You know, you have to be a shtuk or sadik to do that kind of avoda. So that's also another issue that the Chabad Svarim are called Sefer Beinanim, so they're helping the Beinanim. The rest of Svarim are called Sefer Rishayim. I mean, this is just a generalization, but this concept that's helping all the people who are having the Sionis in a big way. And then Chassidus is called Sefer Svarim Tzaddikim. The mainstream Chassidim is Svarim Tzaddikim, like people like the Noam Elimelech, like high-level avodas, which most of us can't do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a tzaddik. So it doesn't mean you don't learn them because you're connecting to the tzaddik. It's still to Ellis. But just a heads up that generally we're holding and these are very high levels we're learning about.
Okay.
It's just good to have that in mind. We're learning, say, for like Moranayim. You know, he had Talmidim all the way down and he had students. He had great Enoch Lech. My Rebbe used to give out every week, David Tona. That's a direct grandson from the Moranayim, and it was very geschmack. Every Friday night, give over a whole shtick from David Tona, and usually mention it as well at some point in the Shabbos. And then, you know, if you ever heard from Rachim Tzitzke Rebbe, he's also an Einikul from David Tona, from Chernobyl. There's a little Tzitzke Magid, also an Einikul from the Moranayim, and they're still around Tzitzke. Chernobyl Hasidim, yeah, obviously, they're still from the original Moranayim. So there's a whole dynasty that came out of it. Skver, you know. Anyway, let's go. When I went to see my Rebbe, he had the Rachman Tzitzke Rebbe was there as well. I saw him. There was a bunch of other Rebbes who were there. Baruch Hashem. This was just when was this? It was the Tu B'Shvat Suda. It was also Shavu Brachas. Yeah, so we're learning about Vayikra. The begin Stam Vayikra. V'loy Perish Mikra. It doesn't say who it's calling out to. Do you want to read?
Sure.
V'achakach.
V'achakach.
After that.
Perish V'deber Hashem Elav.
Yeah.
Hinei Ha'inyan Hu Shehashem Yitbarach Hotzi'anu Mitzrayim, v'natan lanu techef mitzvat Pesach v'mimla. So the matter here is that Hashem Yitzvah, he took us out of Mitzrayim, and immediately we're like going into this mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of Brit Mila.
He gave us straight away the mitzvah of Pesach and Mila.
V'achar kach kara lanu et hayam, and after that he splits the sea.
Yeah.
V'achar kach Holichanu b'midbar ba'amud adan yomam u'ba'amud esh laila. And after this, we're traveling midbar, following the pillar of cloud. cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night.
Right.
V'achar kach natan lanu et haTorah. V'achar kach tziva la'asot mishkan ka'amur. So then we get the Torah and we're commanded on mishkan. V'asu li'mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. B'tocho lo ne'mar
chule. So after that, he gave us the Torah, and after that, he commanded us in the Mishkan, as it says in the Pasuk, yeah? In Shmos, we just had this in. Yeah. This is not Viacho, this is Truma, I think. Wait, no, actually, it is Viacho. Try to remember. Hey, is Viacho? Could be. Hazim Mishkan Ti Besochem. And it says there, Vaita says, Besochem Lo Nema Chuli.
Is it not on any individual?
Yeah. Besochem.
Kimshal Misha Yame Lam Bi Mikom Hoshech Viloga Aor Mi Yam Miyamav.
Yeah. It's like a mashal, like an example, like a story style. Me that was in that was from this world, in a world of darkness, and who never saw light all his days.
Im Hayamoti Inoto.
Toim. Suddenly took him out, yeah.
And
suddenly, what happens? La avir olam. Yeah. We can't tolerate. I meant to give this to someone who I was just with now. Oh well, next time.
Yeah. So
yeah, he's been suddenly taken out of Mitzrayim. We were like in the 49th level of Tuma, getting beaten up day after day, like it was like living in the Holocaust, Lo Aleinu, yeah? Living in these camps where they just get slave labor and people dying and being beaten up all day and terrorized by these Mitzrayim. And in this place of darkness, and suddenly he's drawn out suddenly into the light of the world, the air of the world, and he's not able to sober the awe. Suddenly he has a shul again, he has food, he has drink, he has mitzvahs. He can't be sober with this light that's been given in front of him. So what happens? He needs to see himself at his level and slowly build himself up from that with a little bit of light. Step by step, it's all about small steps at that point. Okay? Because if you overwhelm yourself, like it's such a thing as like Shrius HaKalim, where does it come from? When a person Canaan fall apart. It's happened to me in Yiddishkeit as well, where you burn out. You know, when I came to Shiva, you're learning and you're dominating and you're pushing yourself, and then you burn out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happens is Ruby Or, you got too much light. That's the concept. It's a good thing to have a lot of light. But if your Canaan break from it, it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
And your Canaan, you have to be able to, so then you have to go step by step in such an extreme situation when someone's coming out from such darkness, they have to slowly, slowly introduce the light.
ואחר כך, רצים אותו לאוויר העולם, ומראים לו האור. So eventually you're able to take him into the full sunlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like slowly, like, getting him used to it. ואחר ישראל במצרים היו משוקעים ב-50 שערים.
Wow, he says more than I said.
Yeah.
He says that in Mitzrayim, they were in the Nun Shari Tumah, not just the Mem Test. So now, look, that's a question underneath. It brings it from the Zohar Chodesh. Yeah? If we ever have a question, and we have a question right now, because I said Mem Test. I was very careful to say Mem Test. Yeah? So he says here, he says underneath, let's see. He says, Yisrael kad havu mimitzrayim istavu, and his tadmu gmein b'chol zinei misisavu, adahav ishroin tachis ab. Abayim v'tisha chilei misusuvta. You see, so it does say, like I said, it was 49 levels of tumah. That loshin of misusuvta is tumah. Kodesh Baruch Hu apik. Kodesh Baruch Hu took him out. Yisrael mitachis pochan kol shah chilin. Okay, but anyway, the point is based on the Zohar that we were in the 49th. So what happened? If we would have been there a little bit more, it would have been the 50th. So it was about to enter the 50th. So it was a close as. Can you look? Yeah. Yeah, you could say that. Truth is, you know, like the Maisa we're in now, the Nun Shari Tumah. Just for people should know that. We're in the Nun Shari Tumah. But how do we survive it? How do we survive the Nun Shari Tumah when Am Yisrael then would have not survived it? because we have a big difference. We got the Torah by that point. We have the Torah now.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Torah, with Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, we can solve all the Nun Shari Tuma. It says one of the reasons why, it says Chomis Yeshua's Ben Nun. It says Chassidus Shavuot. You take the idea of Chomis, why is it Chomis Yeshua's Ben Nun? Yeah? Why is Yerushalayim reading the Megillah on the 15th based on a Masorah from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun? Walled cities of the time of Yeshua Ben Nun. So they can say Ben Nun. The Madaik and the fact that it was Ben Nun. They go into this whole context. Every time you mention Yeshua Ben Nun, it's Nun Sharit Bina, Nun Sharit Torah. It's taking you to that place of Pnimius where the Yetzorah has no shlita on you. You're in a place of chayrus, freedom, because you're in the Nun Sharit Torah, Nun Sharit Tshuva, Nun Sharit Bina. So you have no shlita to this Nun Sharit Tumah. So it can't, that part of Am Yisrael, that part of Pnimius connection has no, the Yetzorah has no access there. And that's the Nekudah, why of all the people, Yeshua ben Nun, he was the one chosen to be Lochem of Amalek in this week's Parsha. We're going to read about it in Parsha Zochor, and in the fact that the Yerushalayim keep according to Yeshua ben Nun, because he gives us that connection to that place where the Amalek can't be Sholet. And that's part of the Avodah of Purim, that we have, Amalek has no Shlita on Purim. Part of the whole Yeshua, Haman, what was he hanged on? A 50 Amma size 8.
Mm-hmm.
See, then with Chassidus, everything connects up.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, for some reason he said that it was a 50th level. I don't know. Underneath his Zohar is 49th. Okay, but we were almost there. That's why I say once sometimes that not everything's, I'm not authority to say this, but everything written is Bajuk, because it was set over and it was written after the fact, and maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Based on the Zohar, it's Bajuk. Yeah. The Ilu Hayamara Lehem.
Techef Ziv Shkinato. Lo Hayu Yecholim Lisbol. If it would have happened to them all at once, like in an instant, the like ray of light of the Shechina, they wouldn't have been able to tolerate it.
Yes.
L'chein, Hutz Rachu L'chol Hadragot HaNilman. And for this reason, it was necessary that they took it in steps, as we've said.
Yeah, Dargot. Very important thing, Klau, and you're just see, right now we could take this without even going any further and just say, step by step. Yiddishkeit, like, well, how did Rabbi Akiva go into Pardes? Step by step.
I still, though, might want to bring, like...
A jumping, no skipping. There is an Indian of Bali Tshuva and people who jump levels, yeah? It does happen, but as I said, I experienced that. I jump levels. Came from Mamish Choshech. I was hanging around in nightclubs and who knows what. You know, I could tell you all my averas if you're interested, but I was busy in that world. And suddenly I'm in the world of Torah and mitzvahs of Siddiqim, and I'm jumping levels. I'm getting up early and mikveh and davening and learning. And, you know, I had to, and then I had Shreya Sakin, I had broke. And then I had to build up again step by step.
I guess the reason this kind of Torah is hard to hear is that I know so many people who like use this like siba, like use this reason, whether they're saying it in Emes Dekor or not, like as the reason that they're not willing to grow anymore. Oh, I'm not ready.
So he doesn't say don't grow.
Yeah.
He says step by step. He says grow. You want to get to the place where you're completely immersed in the light. You're no longer nothing to do with the darkness. You've elevated it, or you're above it, or whatever reality you're in. But you're definitely never not growing.
But wouldn't we classify like these three stages as like three gigantic jumps rather than like...
So the way it's explained from the Arizal, and we'll get to it probably, even I don't know if the Moranayim brings it, but the Sefer Mor Shemesh brings it. The idea of, he brings the Arizal a few times where he says there's a concept called Gadlus Rishon, Katlus Sheni, and Gadlus Sheni. The Katlus Rishon is like the, you know, that's when you're born, you know, you're like a Katlus Rishon. But then comes Gadlus Rishon, that's like your Bar Mitzvah years, if you're from birth, and if you're about Tshuva later on, whenever you did Tshuva. Then comes Katlus Sheni, which most of us are generally in, and that's the whole Sfiras HaOmer. Then you're slowly, Leil Seder is Gadlus Rishon. The Sfiras HaOmer is step by step. It's a process, 49 levels. And then you get to Gadlus Sheni, which is Shavuos. That's the idea of Shavuos. Or later on in your life, you're in your 20s, and now you've made a kinyan on Torah. Mm-hmm. Now you can become a shtickle rabbi or a shtickle mashbir or whatever it is, and you're a mashbir in your home. You can start giving over because you've got to level Godless Shani, where you've reached Mokin to Godless, but not as a gift. It didn't come as a gift from Godless region like Pesach, where Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Now you've earned it for all the hard work, all the schwitzing, all the grinding, and all the steps. The gradual. That's what he's saying here, the gradual. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to have sober. And what happens when you're not sober? I just explain. He doesn't say it, but it's for us, okay?
Yeah.
It can be more of a danger than not.
Yeah.
And I've gone for it. It's horrible. You don't want to learn, you want to dive, and you feel like you're dying because you're just not functional. Your body is not where you're at. You're not holding where you want to be. So you're just dysfunctional as a spiritual person. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was dying when I went through it. I get moments of it still, like, but at Baruch Hashem, once you get used to it, you don't take it seriously. Like, you know, like you learn how to deal with the voices in a different way. But it's a Muhammad Sayyid on a certain level, but in the end of the day, you have to take steps for it to have a long term.
I guess the Shvirat HaKelim, like that paradigm, that mashal, at one point I was working in a psychiatric hospital. Like I'd been around people like Mamash Shavuot.
Yeah, so you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, Shvirat HaKelim. Yeah. Okay. I didn't end up in psych ward or anything. The yeshiva, they sent me, Mashgiach in Osamech, when that happened, sent me to a therapist in the area, Nara Zabira. I went there. He's a famous person and very special person. He's helped a lot of people. I went to him, and we did one session together, and yeshiva was sponsoring it because they wanted me to get help. And the guy said, the only problem I see, he came out of the thing, he told it to the Mashgiach, he was very upset, the Mashgiach of Osamech. The only problem I see is he's not learning enough chassidus, because that's what we ended up doing the rest of the session. Said, I see with this guy, you're just not giving him enough words in Shalman needs, which is chassidus. So for Litvish Yeshiva, that was very hard for them to hear that from a therapist. That was
what just happened with Chappelle's and me now.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. We were planning to be around Pesach.
So. Oh, okay.
But Ruch Hashem, we're making it work.
Who are you friends with? What's his name? He's very special. He's a chassid of my Rebbe. Five Shista.
He's no longer there, but I have been.
He's not at Chappelle's anymore?
No, but I've been listening to Shurim.
When that happened?
Like 2 years ago. The new Mashkiach.
He's not there anymore.
No, he gives a Shir weekly in Rechavia, though. Or Katron.
I had no idea.
Wow. No, but I mean, his Midrash Shir once a week. In Kamo.
Not that bad.
I think there's also been I was discussing with him some of the reasons he left. Not that it's for me to share. But
I mean, he's a chassid. He's a chassid of the Talmud Rebbe. So if you want to know the story from Memorianayim, he goes back to. He has shaykhs also Kalin as well, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's shaykhs the Talmud Rebbe very much, which is this Masorah. But remember, the Talmud Rebbe got very involved with Ger and Tzvah Semes, so he's got a lot of. Also, my Rebbe is very strong in Chabad Svarim as well. My Rebbe is strong in everything. He's a huge Gaon in Talmud Chacham, so it's hard to pin him down onto anything specific, even though he has Ger and Chernobyl as the two main influences on his Levush and his Minhagim. But
that's where
doesn't mean that's the Torah. It's different.
Yeah, I get a little lost in the sauce sometimes with, like, where's the line between the outward expression that's almost like Lahavdi, like ethnic, to the point of like this is an ideology. You go, you find the book that speaks to you. Like,
well, look here. I think when he's talking about Moronayim, I imagine, I don't know for sure, but I assume he's talking here in terms of step by step. He's talking about in levels of Tikkun Amidus and working on your ruchnius levels.
It's saying more
but once you get to because by them they didn't have these kind of sort of existential like external challenges because they already grew up with it. They grew up with it was a strong dagish. And my Rebbe always says over from the Beis Yisrael that when he talks about leaving Mitzrayim, one of the schusim we had was we had our levush, we had our names, we had our language, so we have to hold strong in those things in the days of Mashiach. It's like our degel, that's the way they used to set over. Like they became a gudah, it was a whole thing, degel. The idea of having like a flag of like what we represent, So if you feel drawn to that and it's, this is as coming from outside and you want to take it on, I did for many, many, many years personally, was completely involved with the Chassidish Derech in terms of, I mean, I still keep them in Hagim, but in terms of the Levush, just whatever, my personal journey is my personal journey, but you know, one of my sons is holding very strong onto all the Levushim and everything, and he feels that that's MS. It was hard for him when I wasn't wearing a long jacket every day and a black hat and all that stuff, because he, you know, feels that that's, you know, that's what you wear when you go to daven, you go to learn, you go to eat, you wear, it's like a Levush, like you're in the army, and that's your soldier's uniform. You know, that's how my son, that's how my Rebbe understands it as well. So, yeah, it's been a journey for me personally, but what I would focus on right now, and I was saying this to Shlomo today when I, after the shiur he gave, I said we have to be more and more panemius in our door. That's my bottom line hashkafa on the whole situation. And I think that's what the Moranayim is talking about. I don't think he's talking about any of these kind of issues right now.
Yeah.
He's talking about dargot and ruchnius, which is kula panemius in a certain sense. So let's read weiter. Because what's the main purpose at the end of the day when you're building, going these levels, is to build a dwelling for Hashem. That's panemius. It's not going to shanti b'socham. It's inside of us. It's not about how we look. Maybe there'll be, when Mashiach comes, there'll be a clarification of the levush of Am Yisrael, of what we're supposed to wear. Mashiach comes, we'll all wear turbans and white gowns, you know. I'm sure Isaac's very excited for that.
It connotes also a bit of a, like, it's already there. So, yeah. So like, there's nothing, it's so panimi that whatever I'm doing doesn't change it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, where's the line between it is steps and I have to work and get there,
yeah,
and it is already just existing?
The levels.
Yeah, the capacity for Shechanti Betocham seems to imply it's already...
Yeah, Hashem gave us the Shechina amongst us, but we had built the Kelim, we'd built the vessels, we'd built the Mishkan. We'd done this, the Ratzon Hashem for the Shechina to dwell amongst us. It's a relationship. It's not, can't just be Hashem putting a Shechina on us and we're like, I mean, the Shechina goes with us into Golis, but there's obviously levels of the Shechina. The Gilui of Shechina, there's the level of the Shechina that goes into us, goes with us into Golis, like we say in Tehillim. I don't know if there's a Tehillim here, but he goes with us in our sufferings. The Shechina goes with us. Anokhi v'sar, yeah, in my v'sar, we're suffering and Hashem comes with us. But it doesn't mean it's the same Gilui Shechina of the Mishkan. I don't understand these things. I don't know, because I haven't experienced so much Gili Shechina, honestly, other than a few high moments in Yiddishkeit, like Leil Seder, or when you're with a Tzaddik, or you have a moment of just, where you're just in a state of Simcha, and you feel, you hope that the Shechina is at that place, in that moment. It's hard to discuss things which we don't experience on an experiential level. There's been moments of it, and that gives you that hope that we will be zocher to that in the full sense of the Beis HaMikdash. And even in the individual sense of Gala Nafshi, I have my own personal gula and be zocher to Gilui Shechina in my own life. But these are things that we have to daven for. But the point is that the tachlis, we have to know that that's the goal and we have to make steps towards it. But we shouldn't have, one of the important things that I've learned over the years is not to have dimyonis, not to imagine you're holding where you're not. Very important, Pirkei Avos, is to makir et makom, to know your place. You know your place, you won't have dimyonis. And when you don't have dimyonis, then your Yiddishkeit is about reality, not imaginations. You can imagine amazing, you know, it says in the Svarim, you use your imagination to midoma on a emes, on the emes messias. You want the basic means, you want the Kohen Godu, and all the stuff you're learning in Shas and Poskim and Svarim, you're seeing, you use the imagination to midame holy, true things. But to not think that you're on that level, that would be to start taking that demyonis and using it to imagine you're experiencing Gilui Shechina, you know, it's probably better, safer not to do stuff like that. Once again, it's skipping steps. It can lead to delusion, yeah, a little bit. And one of the things I'm learning, say, for Tanya, is he takes very clear steps in explaining how the neshama works and what the steps are and what the Yetzer is, what's the Yetzer Tov. You know, when I was around Tzaddikim, you get levels of Gilui that you're probably not zocher to. You're getting it in their skus. So you have the skus that you mashamash a Tzaddik, you're around the Tzaddik, so you get an elevation being around them. you go to Uman, you have a moment of like, wow, or the holy kvarim about Shem Tov. You go somewhere, you go to a mikveh, that Arizal mikveh. You have an aliyah for the being in that holy place and that holy thing. But the important part is to realize it's in their merit. Now you're going to have to do the inner work once again, just like with the Katna Sheni, you're going to have to do the hard work, the grinding, to make that part of you. Be more shaykh those levels yourself within. So that's why you always have to take it back to yourself. Am I really holding by that? Probably not. So now I'm going to have to make the hasep. I know it's out there. I know there's this tachlis, this purpose of Shekhinah, this purpose of Gilui, this purpose of Siddiqim, this purpose of these levels. But I have to now make steps, take steps. And I have to go through the slow grind. And Hashem gets nachas from that.
I mean, I found myself lately in observing that the mashal comes to mind is like people looking at their talis like a varsity high school jacket from yeshiva.
I don't really connect to that, but yeah.
But like it's nostalgic. I wasn't for when so they were spiritual.
I mean, I went to school near Harrow, so there was all this like fancy clothing and they had all these bowler hats.
The idea that you're nostalgic for when you were spiritual rather than being it.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay. Yeah. That's an issue that people have when they like talk about leaving yeshiva, and then they go back into the workplace. And when I was in yeshiva, I was firm. Now I'm in the workplace, I'm a shagas, you know, that kind of issue. But then that's not true Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is all encompassing, everything. And chassidus makes no hevdil between whether you're learning and davening. You're always in a state of potential dveikus to Hashem. You have to be honest and realize that when you're in a state of working, you're probably experiencing much more exposure to Yetzer Hara and Nisyonis, so you have to be real with that reality in front of you, and therefore it's triggering potential, you know, your readers and stuff like that, and you have to be aware of that. But at the same time, when you're in the base midrash, you can also have Nisyonis and the thinking gaiva and other things, yeah, other Nisyonis. Like, it's a subtle thing, yeah? It's an edel thing, and you have to work on yourself. Constantly checking yourself in a healthy way, in the right time, with the right tools of where you're holding, and constantly check. So then the point is, the Vodas Hashem is always, it's tamid, it's Shris Hashem tamid, it's constant, it's shtavus, it's a constant avoda. It's not based on nostalgia and on previous moments. It's a constant struggle. You're struggling now to serve Hashem. That's the right mindset.
Well, I guess that guy seems like he's come to accept the Katnut Sheni. Is that...
No, you should never stay in Katnut Sheni. That's why he said the Tachlis is a Shekhinah, Gilui Shekhinah. You have to constantly striving, otherwise you're not growing enough.
Is there a...
You're stuck, or worse.
I guess what I'm trying to articulate, like the almost rejection of entering that Katnut Sheni. Like, knowing that it's happening, but like...
No, you have to fully embrace it. Fully embrace. That's why we have Surah Sa'omer, to teach us how to do the avoda of Godless Rishon, Katna Sheni, and Godless Sheni. We have to constantly do that avoda. It's based on our reason. And it's constant avoda. This is what a yid does. That's how we grow, step by step. You don't want to do anything else in this man?
I hope get ready to be able to read it before Shabbat, but yeah, I'm going to wash my hands and stuff.
Okay, good. So I think the main nakuda from that Shtikl Torah, and he does a summary here. B'nei Yisrael Mishkiyim B'tumas Mitzrayim V'Sorchu La'Alas Medrega Acha Medrega Ad to show us Shekhinah B'Mishkan. So that's the goal. The goal is what? And so when it says at the beginning, it always starts with a little bit of a question. Mi Kara, who's he calling out to? Yeah. Do you have the answer from this? Who's he calling out to?
B'nei Yisrael.
B'nei Yisrael what?
How to foster the Shekhinah B'tocham.
Yeah, and really, that's why this parsha is so appropriate right now, with Purim coming up, we just end off with this, that it's Torah's Karnim, and it's now alive. Everything we learn about in Truma, Tetzave, V'yakel, Pekudah, and the whole goal of getting out of Mitzrayim was to do what we're doing now in Parshas V'yikra. Korbanos, to serve Hashem, to have the Gilui Shekhinah, and to do the works of Hashem. We're not just learning about it, we're not just hearing about this place, now we're able to perform it, and the Shekhinah is with us in that performance. Because we've reached that level after going out of Mitzrayim, where we can now sobel the light. We can sobel the light because we went through all the steps. We went through the Yam, so we went through Surah Summer, we got the Torah, we had Nisyonis, and we came out of those Nisyonis. We had Kopakuda, and now the second Mishkan was like a tikkun of what happened with the Eglazah. So now we're at a state of Vayikra, Toras Kanim, where we're able to now, Hashem's calling us, and we're able to hear the call, and we're able to sovel it, because we did the steps. And that's, hopefully this Shabbos, we're going to feel that a little bit, Hashem's calling us, and that's to the point where we can come to Purim, and we can experience what it's like to serve Hashem in the truest way, because Purim is that kind of gilui, it's that kind of light of eating a suda and serving a